This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, how are we going to support the most vulnerable in society once the full force of COVID-19 hits us, as Jeremy Sampson was pontificating about? It's really how we stand together, and as those with resources help those without resources during this crisis, I think that's what's going to define us. Now, financial services expert Kusa Consulting has called for the release of billions of rands from medical schemes' emergency reserves to help treat COVID-19 patients in the country. And it's a call that isn't without a fair degree of controversy. I've got Adrian Parsons, Executive Director at Kusa Consulting, on the line. Evening, Adrian. How much are medical schemes mandated to carry in reserve as emergency funds?
Good evening. They're mandated to carry a 25% reserve. 25% of our contributions is kept in a DIF in a separate account for reserving purposes. And at this stage, it amounts to over 60 billion rand.
Over 60 billion rand is sitting in those reserves. Now, these are sort of solvency reserves, and they're there for a reason, though, to protect the contributing members.
That's correct. If you have a look at the definition, if you had to Google it, it would say it's there for unforeseen circumstances, and the words are for an epidemic or pandemic, for the rainy day, I suppose, and that's the rainy day that we're in right now, isn't it?
It's an emergency fund, and that's really why the regulators wrote those reserves into our law. Now, the funds belong to the members, though. So if we're asking for these funds to be released, are we then saying that we want these funds to be pumped into the public healthcare sector in the public fight against COVID-19?
Yes, I think that makes the most sense. I know that there's a lot of people who disagree, but perhaps they haven't thought it through. So let me elaborate a little. If you were a member of a medical scheme, you're probably also one of the 5 million taxpayers in this country. And as one of the 5 million taxpayers in this country, we're going to be footing this bill anyway in increased taxes into the future to fund for this virus. If we're on a medical scheme, we're fortunate enough that we've saved that money up in that 60 billion rand, and we're able to use it now. This is the exact reason that we saved it up. The idea is that we don't only spend it on the medical scheme members, but we spend it on the uncovered population as well. And the reason being, A, the sanctity of life. We're going to be saving lives, and I think that's the most important. But secondly, we're also going to be jump-starting the economy a little sooner. And with this money, we have the ability to jumpstart the economy 2 or 3 months earlier. And that means people who are on medical schemes who would lose their jobs in SMEs that we've just spoken about in the interview before this would all of a sudden still have their jobs and still be able to belong to medical schemes. So I think it's important that we understand the value not only to the private sector, but the public sector too.
No, it is shared value. I suppose as one broaches this topic, one could think of innovative ways to ensure that potentially there is some sort of achterskort down the line to replenish those reserves, perhaps through some kind of tax credit in the future. Is that something you've considered?
Yes, to a large degree. I think you've hit it on the head. I've also heard a lot of arguments saying, but then how do we replenish these reserves that have taken since the year 2000 to build up? Well, most of these medical schemes have been fighting vociferously for risk-based capital. In other words, basing their reserves on the actual inherent risk inside of those medical schemes, dependent on pensioner ratios, claims ratios, and so forth. So I think now is the time that we move into that environment, and whilst we are moving in that environment, we can start using insurance and reinsurance products to lean on as a safety net while we move into them. It's better for the member in the long run because it should reduce our contributions into the future. So this could be the catalyst for something that is better for the scheme anyway.
Yeah, very interesting argument. Have you had a conversation with the Council for Medical Schemes on this or government? Is anyone lobbying government in this particular direction apart from yourselves at Kusa?
Yes, I have seen, besides myself, I have seen journalists at IOL and so forth also engaging with the council and the registrar, but we haven't had word yet. I think that they're in a precarious position because medical schemes are also saying perhaps we were able to come to our members with a contribution holiday, but I just think that would be a short-term solution.
Interesting and quite controversial proposal by Adrian Parsons, Executive Director, Coosa Consulting, saying that that rainy day for emergency reserve funds in the medical schemes, the private medical schemes in the country, some 60 billion rand, has arrived.
This is the Classic Business Digital Economy feature.